as summer ticks closer and closer to the start of the school year, whatever the school year might look like, one thing we can be pretty sure about is that students are and staff and faculty and teachers are going to be returning with varying amounts of grief. What advice can you give to teachers or educators who are listening and wondering what they can do to support their students? Like specifically, are there places you can point them to help start at least that basic education as they return in the fall with all the grief that's going on right now?
Two things. One, self-care. Take advantage of opportunities to acknowledge and think about your own experiences, death or non-death losses through COVID, right? And what that has meant for you. Your own self-care as you enter this space with so many kids and so many different needs. Two, is there are numerous resources that you might access. There is the Dougie Center. There is Speaking Grief, the National Alliance for Grieving Children, Uplift. There are a number of different websites that you can turn to for information about how to recognize, baseline, how to understand what grief looks like and how it manifests in children. And then, activities that you may be able to do in your classroom or via Zoom to stay connected with your children.
You doing the work you do and having the research background and spending so much time in the space of grief and loss and death and social justice, how does that shape how you come to grief?
I'm not shielded from the pain of grief and the turmoil that comes with it. Because my background is social justice, so in my own grief, one thing that I've noted in particular is because my work is around social justice and loss, is the significance of advocacy, self-advocacy, advocating for other people. When my brother was in the hospital and on a ventilator, fighting for his life with COVID in a space where I was not able to be physically with him, there was a lot of anticipatory grief for how this thing would turn out. And one thing that I did know, and it took a tremendous amount of courage, was the importance of advocacy, of knowing what my rights are in grieving, and knowing the rights of people who are potentially facing end of life. And I think that, I definitely shed a lot of tears during that process of even anticipatory grief. Yet I also was able to kind of use my knowledge around my rights to grieve, my rights to ask questions on behalf of my cared about person, my rights to have access to how he was doing, no matter how busy they are, right? With a number of COVID patients, all of those things kind of were helpful in my own grief journey. So for me, grief was about advocacy, right? And making sure that I had done everything that I could to get him safely home. So those were some of the things that were important to me. But no, it's very difficult. I think that when you study something and you live it and you live through it, it has these additional complications. I have definitely been thrown off at points by, or frozen, I would say, at points in which so many public deaths of people who I didn't even know have occurred, and I've witnessed the pain of other families, and all of the extra things that come with homicidal deaths and losses, the loss of privacy, and watching people's grief be on display. It definitely has taken a toll on me. There's no question. I do a lot of things for self-care, like ride my bike, spin bike, or spend time with my children as much as possible. But yes, these issues, I'm not exempt from grief. I have been angry. I have been sad. I've been dismayed. And I think as a coping measure, opportunities like this to help other people better understand their grief also keeps me going, because other people are able to share in this power and also be able to better advocate for themselves when they're in these different positions, because grief is so disempowering, right? And so that has been helpful for me. An opportunity to share like this is therapeutic, Lindsay. The space to share my work and to share other people's experiences so that people who did not know that other groups were dealing with this, now they know, right? And now they hopefully have other tools. So speaking grief, your work inspires me. This is what gets me through my own grief experience. So thank you for all that you're doing and your team.